Verulam Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello and welcome again to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And I've said this once before and I should know now. I should just accept it as the way it is. But it doesn't cease to astonish me. The amazing spirit of benevolency, the wonderful charitable endeavours that the people of St. Albans are all about. Now, we're going to learn about an awesome story from Clan Allinson, who, of course, many will know Ian, the head honcho, ex-Arsenal legend, and, of course, head honcho of our Saints. But this one's all about third-generation Allinson, young Betty Lee Allinson, who's literally been embodying these wonderful, benevolent, charitable spirits here in St. Albans. I can't wait to hear all about it. But I must say, Clan Allinson, welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. How's everybody doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Perfect stuff. Excellent.
Very good. Thank you, Tony.
Wonderful, Ian. Always a pleasure to have your company. First and foremost, Betty, you have become a little bit of an internet sensation and can't wait to learn all about it. But just for those who may be unaware at this moment, tell us a little bit about how you've been literally getting on your bike to raise some money for a wonderful, wonderful cause. Just tell us the story of your charitable endeavours.
So I'm cycling 1 mile every day to raise money for the Garden House Hospice.
And it's awesome. And I'll tell you what's even more awesome. It's only very recently that you got off the stabilisers, isn't it? So this is This is quite an achievement. I can see a big beaming smile on Father David Allinson's face there. David, you must be astonishingly proud of this young lady. What a champion.
Yeah, no, she's been fantastic. It's been a long cause, but it's been a great cause. Obviously, I think we're up 56 days now, and it's just been superb. I mean, the football community's come together. She's had shirts from all over the country,
all over the world.
From all over the world, exactly. It's been fantastic, and we've got to keep it going, and hopefully we can get to 100 days would be the target.
Just a super quick one, because I know Ian is, of course, an Arsenal legend. And Betty, I think you're a bit of a gunner yourself. I saw recently, though, that Spurs, that other team from North London, have lent a kit to proceedings. Is it going to be a bit difficult, Betty, to wear that Spurs outfit when you're doing your thing?
You going to wear the Spurs shirt?
No!
I think what we're going to do, we're going to auction the shirt for someone to come and do the bike ride with us, and they can wear that. Betty can wear her Arsenal kit, and they can take it home after.
Nice work there. But what a thing this is. And is it a mile a day that you've been doing in a different football kit each day?
Yes.
And, you know, this has just gathered so much momentum, hasn't it? All over social media. And I know some fairly reasonably well-known ex-pros have lent their support. Tell me about that time of ex-England captain, Mr. David Beckham, said hello, didn't he?
Yeah.
And how was that? Did you think to yourself that day, my goodness me, this is a man who I've watched on TV and he's saying hello to me. That must have been amazing, Betty.
Yeah.
Nice. And Father David, again, what a big smile you've got on your face. But it's not just David, is it? There's been, as you rightly said, the whole footballing community have been getting involved in showing their support to your little champion. What have been some of the other standout moments?
Yeah, I mean, just I think for myself, I had to go in and have an operation as well, and for her to continue from that, and my wife, and you know, my dad comes along every Saturday and rides, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, my sisters come for a ride. So it's just brought the whole family together, I think. And then obviously some of the messages from Van Persie and other pros, some celebrities. It's just, I say, it's been amazing. And, you know, we want to try and continue it. She loves it. She doesn't mind. She just gets on with it. And we're thoroughly enjoying it.
And again, what a great, great thing. And it's going to a great, great cause. I think there's also a bit of an Allinson connection to this great cause. Can maybe throw it to head honcho of the Saints, Ian Allinson, to explain the connection there.
Yeah, well, obviously Lee's mum, Betty's grandma, and my wife, Jean, she works at the hospice. She's been there a couple of years now, and she works on the fundraising side of the hospice. And as soon as we went into lockdown, they were losing £25,000 a week. They've obviously been given some grants by the by the government to help, but there's been quite a big deficit in terms of the money they've lost. So it was just really Betty and Lee and Faye's idea to try and do some fundraising. I don't think anyone expected it to get to the level it's got to at this stage, because I know the target was 200 quid and somebody did that in the first 40 minutes. And then we put 500 quid and that was done by the end of the day. So it's just been, it's been a fantastic cause. I mean, my wife comes home here most nights, and if you see the expression on their faces in terms of the people that they see go in there, and it is end of life, and it's a very sad time for a lot of people. And for what Betty and Lee and Faye have done, it's for an amazing cause.
Truly, truly is. And I suppose generally in this moment in time, we're all a little bit aware, perhaps more than ever, about sport's place in the essential context, if that makes any sense. But I think this course, again, is really kind of to the fore and so, so critical. And again, you mentioned they're just smashing targets left, right, and indeed centre. I saw reasonably recently that this funding had gone up to £15,000. Do we know what the present total is at all, guys?
Yeah, I think it's £16,900 at the moment. So, you know, if we could get to £20,000, £25,000, it'd be fantastic. As I say, we're going to keep going. We need some more shirts. So if anyone's listening out to this podcast, some more shirts would be great. Because we are running low, we've done so many days. But as I say, just to raise, you know, more than the target itself was 500, like he says, and to get to nearly £17,000, you know, you wouldn't believe it when we first started. It's really amazing.
It's gathered momentum. It's really captured the imagination. As I say, I'm just amazed. I shouldn't be now. I should just accept it and know it. But the true amazing community and charitable spirit of St. Albanites is beyond compare. And I'm sure they're going to get involved again. In order to lend support and just get involved, what's the best Just Giving account to check out?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can give us a follow. You'll see the links for that. If you go on Just Giving and write in Betty Lee, it will come up the page and you can donate there. And as I say, that's the best way to do it, them three ways. If not, just get in touch. Even on Instagram, we're on, and you'll see it. My wife as well, she does a lot of the posting for it. So, yeah, as I say, again, we've made friends all over the country. It really is amazing, you know. I'm so happy with what we've done.
You mentioned there that Van Persie saying hello, an ex-Gunner legend. And, of course, the Allinson himself, Ian, falls into that camp too. They get their Premier League campaign underway in the returning Premier League against defending champions Man City. Can I get a quick Allinson clan prediction for this returning fixture coming up literally in just a matter of hours now?
I think it's going to be obviously a difficult period for everybody. I'm not sure how, you know, playing behind closed doors is going to work. Or certainly from experience I've had, it's a difficult time. The atmosphere, the experiences, the crowd, the to-ing and fro-ing from one to another. So I think it's probably going to be Arsenal's best opportunity of getting a result because of the way that the lockdown has been. It's hopefully freshened up a lot of the teams, and it's probably give Arsenal a bit of time to work with some of the players where they've not had that experience in terms of time scale, because obviously the new manager coming in and throwing straight in at the deep end with this time has probably given them a little bit of time to just relax, enjoy some of the things they're doing together, and hopefully they'll take it forward to tonight's game. So be difficult though. Man City, you know, any time is going to be a tough game, but you know, I just feel with the lockdown and no crowd, it might be their best opportunity for a good, you know, couple of years now.
I think it's certainly that imponderable, that X factor. Nobody knows. It's so weird. It's so surreal. I mean, they say it's a marathon, not about a sprint in this footballing world, but this is an ultra marathon. But it is the sprint finish now. And David, in terms of the kickoff and the Gunners in action against defending champs Man City, yourself and Betty, your predictions for this fixture.
So me, being a Man United fan, the only one in the family, I'll be happy with a 0-0 draw. But what do you think, Arsenal, Man City, who's going to win tonight? Arsenal, Man City, what team?
Arsenal.
What's the score? A firm Arsenal there from young Betty with a winning smile. I love it. I love it. It's great stuff. Just cycling back now to Ian quickly, because of course the head honcho of the Saints. We always love following the Saints on Verum Sport podcasting, of course, on Verum Sports 92.6 FM as well. We know we speak many times, it's challenging, isn't it, always, the recruitment processes, and not necessarily blessed with the capital other clubs in the league can boast. But as always, Ian, you've been a busy beaver. A couple of new signings coming in. I was excited to hear about Devonte Stanley, progressed in the same Luton Town youth setup, along with another Saints star, Zane Banton. Your thoughts on that young man and where he fits into your vision for the Saints for next season?
Yeah, it's. I mean, Devonte was with us last pre-season, and he came in on the back of Zane. He obviously wanted to come in and show what he could do. We were quite happy to have him in, and I thought he did really well. He impressed, and fun enough, we went to Leeds' old team, Biggleswade, and he picked up quite a poor ankle injury in the very early on, and at one stage we did fear that he'd obviously broken his ankle, but he literally lost 6 to 8 weeks. And then on his way back, by not having a reserve side, I said to Lee, you know, do you want to take Devonte and give him some games, which he did. Every time I got a report from Lee, he was saying, "Oh, you know, he needs more games, he needs more games, he needs more games," but obviously, he was doing that for a reason, because he didn't want to give him back to me. So, in the end, when Lee left Biggleswade and went to Hendon, we had a conversation, and he felt he was a player that we should look to get back. I actually put 7 days in for him back in January to bring him back to the club, but we managed to secure Frankie Musunda again, and obviously Jamie Fielding. So I just didn't think it was worth bringing him back and you know, have him sitting on the sideline. So we made the move once we knew where he was with the season. And, you know, the boy came in last week. It was just a pleasure to deal with somebody that wants to be at the football club. And he signed literally within 15 minutes and the deal was done.
Magical stuff. We'll look forward to tracking his progress as we get back to action in the next few months. Another new signing, a young lad, 23-year-old, Kieran Wiltshire, comes with great pedigree, ex-Milton Keynes Dons youth, and a young man with experience, though, of winning your league with I think, Maidenhead back in 2017. Your impressions on this highly versatile young talent?
Yeah, again, it's a player that excites me because, you know, we've got David Noble, who's going to be, at some stage during the season, going to be 39. We have to be aware that some weeks, if there's going to be a shortened season this year, we're not going to be, or we might have to play Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday for a long period of times. And we know from experience that David, though his fitness levels last year were excellent, he got Player of the Year, which for somebody of his age is a fantastic achievement. We also know that he, you know, he's not going to play every single game. So I felt last year when David didn't play, we lost that little bit of quality in midfield. Kieran, we can play him alongside David. We can play him without David, and we can play him right back, left back, and on the point. So, you know, it was the versatility in terms of where he is, what he's doing, was a great opportunity for us to sign somebody, again, 23 years of age, played every single game for Oxford last year. And I think it's a good signing for ourselves, but also for Kieran, because, you know, he wants to try and progress in terms of not having to travel to Oxford, which was the biggest thing. Though he's enjoyed his time there, he did feel that every other week playing on the AstroTurf was putting a bit of pressure on some of his joints. So again, you know, with this coming into us now, he's playing on a grass pitch week in, week out, and I think it'd be a good signing. Well, it is a good signing for us, and, you know, hopefully he'll go on and progress and win some stuff with us.
so important, isn't it, to have those players that can be moulded and play in multiple positions, particularly when it is challenging to build a squad when the finances aren't there compared to maybe others in the league. Another one, though, I think that means as much as anything, re-signings are as good as a new signing sometimes. And just talk to me a little bit about David De Gea. 18 games last season, a real fan favourite, but we're talking about a spirit of benevolency. My goodness me, the man works full-time, but he's donated his own time, 11,000 hours to voluntary work for the essential workers at the NHS in the last quarter. That speaks volumes for his character. Just initially, Ian, as his manager, your thoughts and impression on David and what he'll bring as a reacquisition.
Well, I think he's one of those, and as again Lee will tell you, because David went out in a couple of games for Lee last year, and it was really one of the second games he had. Lee rang me after the game and said that I was missing a trick. That David played centre half. He felt he was outstanding. And he probably was, you know, the one link that was probably missing in our team. On the Saturday, we played him in midfield, funnily enough, at Bath. We won 3-0. And up until the last game of the season, he played every game after that. And as I said to you when we had our previous podcast, probably going back 10 weeks now, that you know, I apologised to David after the Bath game because I felt that we'd not give him the opportunities that he probably should have deserved last year. So we've worked, you know, hard to keep him at the football club. There was other clubs wanted him, and you know, and he'll tell you that the people at Hendon, Lee's club now, he is an absolute star where they're concerned. You know, the lad turns up week in, week out, and you've seen with the hours he's put in for the community and the National Health Service, all in his own time, in the middle of the night.
11,000 hours, my word.
It's a long time, as you say, at the end of the day. You've got to respect him for what he's done. But again, it's, you know, it's fantastic from his point of view. He's gone and done that.
Total respect, and I do pass on our appreciation to him and indeed all the Saints as the season builds. But one thing that's really, really impressive for me, coming back to that Bath game, is that they were a bogey team, weren't they? There was that weird Indian sign over you when it came to Bath. I think, again, it seems ages and ages ago, but I think that was a real critical fixture in what was, progressively, towards the end of the season, Saints showing real good signs of recovery, Ian.
I think it was. I think if you look at the last 10 games in terms of performance, we were 10th in the league. So there was, you know, it was vastly improved. So it's just a shame that the league finished when it did, because I felt we were as good as we'd been all season. I think the signing of Frankie Musunda and Harry Forster and Lewis Gordon in terms of taking loan players from Watford and Luton bolstered us. But also getting Munash Sundry back was a big signing in terms of having him back free of injury. And I say, I just think, you know, just in general, I felt we looked a very good side. The only thing I would say, and I've said it before, is I still didn't see lots of goals in us. You know, if Joe didn't score, that was a problem for me. You know, Zane popped in with one or two, but we didn't have, you know, big goal scorers last year. And that's what we've got to try and do this year, that, you know, we've got three or four scoring minimum 10 goals each, and we need one or two scoring 15 and 20 goals.
Really well put, and we'll really look forward to following the Saints. Of course, we will. You mentioned Joey Fanunufu there, Player of the Year in the Virtual Awards this season. Understandable, and indeed, the top goal scorer. He was very prolific indeed. Coming back now to Lee Allinson, before we just close up and again invite you to tell us more about how we can engage, show great charitable work for the great charitable work being done by Betty. Just quickly, Lee, your thoughts or your aspirations for Hendon going forwards into this surreal next season?
Yeah, I mean, I feel that we have a very good side. I think, you know, I said from day one, I think the null and void was wrong, because, you know, you look at a lot of teams like Truro, Chesham, Hayes and Yedin that, for me, should have been promoted, which makes our league a little bit easier. Now it becomes very, very tough. So, you know, we know we're under no illusions that we're going into a very tough league again next year, but I feel that we're miles ahead of where we should be. So I think we've got a very good side there. We've got a lot of experience. You know, the hard thing at the moment, and Dad's been very lucky, he's got his business done early, but I've never known a season where no one wants to commit at the moment. And, you know, you go out your way, you talk to players, you offer them a deal, and you don't hear back. And, you know, that's the only disappointing thing. But we've got the majority of the squad there. We're ready to go. You know, we'll bring in one or two as the season starts and whenever that will be. And, you know, I'm really hopeful for a really exciting season. I want an exciting style at the football club, and it's a fantastic club to be at. It's full of good people, and you know, if we can make it exciting and give them a good bright season, then hopefully we can continue that going into the following season as well.
Do you know, I really, really appreciate your passion and energy and commitment for the club there, Hendon. It's going to be exciting to witness that convert into a reality pretty soon. But in closing, it's been an honour to be in your company, you guys, a real classy family. Could you just remind us, please, the best way that we can get involved, show support for this wonderful cause and Betty's continued cycling mission? What's the best Just Giving page, for instance?
Yeah, so just go to Just Giving online and type in Betty Lee. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And, you know, you don't even have to donate, you know, just retweeting and putting it out there and maybe getting us some more people to donate shirts or anything like that. You know, it's fantastic. It's for a great cause. It really is. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to raise money till the end of this lockdown and have a positive touch on the hospice.
Absolutely. And every single penny goes to this wonderful, wonderful cause, as Ian explained. It is tough for charities at this time. And so, Betty, what you are doing, going global with massive community-wide support from the world of football, is truly astonishing. I raise a glass to Clan Allinson, and I would like to wish one and indeed all every continued joy and success and happiness. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you, Tony.